Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
True.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeah.
When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
Yeah.
When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style. So I call a big booty. Wrist moving, cookie getting to it. I'm in the kitchen. Yams everywhere. Just made a juice. I got bands everywhere. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath. Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip. Extendo roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. To everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for...
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Nightcap. This is Imaj Ade, and you all can see that I am turned all the way up because it's my birthday weekend and I am already close to being drunk. So, hey guys, how are y'all doing?
Hello, hello, hello. Okay, starting to show off
hey,
with some sports music. All right, I'm not mad.
Guys, I am a little tired.
Didn't put the stripping music on.
Yeah, I'll be in here getting it. And then I just heard unmuted. I was like, oh, let me calm down for somebody to hear me.
She was putting the stripper music on. She was over there twerking for a little bit, you know.
I was. And my little chair was getting a show, honey. Yeah.
Grinding the hell up out that chair.
Wait a minute, I almost started doing it again.
I know somebody's going to be next here.
Uh-oh, already. We throwing jabs already. Ooh-ooh.
I ain't throwing no jabs. I just said, man, look. If it's somebody's birthday and they out there getting lap dances, you know that lap dance is going to be official because it's their birthday. They ain't going to give a fuck. They're going to be drunk. They're going to be high. They're going to be everything underneath the sun. Shit, I'd be willing to take part in that lap dance just for the fun of it.
I'm ready. So anybody wants to get me a lap dance, I am ready for it. So I hope everyone has had a good week. Hopefully.
I'm a little better.
I'm a little better because I was team shoulder heck out.
I know.
I was showing out. I was acting up. But we're not going to talk about that. Tonight is a good night. It's Good Friday. It's the Friday before my birthday on Monday. My best friend's birthday was this week. Happy birthday to my best friend, Drexel. So this week has been a week. And what we're going to do, we're going to also... Let me put a disclaimer out there. Okay, so, and if you all may see, I'm already turned all the way up. I'm on 1,000 on the good end. So, tonight, the show may not be for the prude in you. And if you get squeamish when we talk about sex, then this may not be the conversation you want to have tonight, because tonight we are talking fantasies. What fantasies do you want to live out, whether they're birthday fantasies or whatever the case may be? And then we're going to also talk about, like, why men seem to get a little squeamish when women start talking about their fantasies and what they want, and they fall back. And also, we have a special guest with us. We have Miss Audrina Smith, who is an awesome friend of ours, also known as Miss Creole Miss. How are you doing this evening, ma'am?
I am soaked and wet.
Oh, my
What's
goodness.
What's going on with y'all?
That is my type
already.
Of party. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
faint. Already. Already. Hi. Hi, Miss Creole. How are you? I just faint already. Already. Okay.
I'm good. How are y'all?
Well, I was all right till I heard you were soaking wet. Now I feel like I'm late to the party. I'm not...
You know for a fact, whenever something is going on a Friday night with you all, you got to be ready. Sometimes you got to get it on in beforehand to make sure you at that peak. So if something starts, it ain't going to take me all day. I ain't got all time. I ain't got all night. I'm too old. Get it in and get it out.
So basically what you're saying is that you was pre-gaming. You was pre-gaming for the show, so that we can get started.
Yes.
All right, I like the plan to me.
Tommy,
yes.
You haven't met Miss Creoleness.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
You haven't met her.
Oh, what a night this will be.
Yes. Yes, it's going to be awesome. And my
I made sure I was nice and ready. I said, you know what? I got my bedroom candy toys ready. I made sure everything was charged up. Just in case one die on me, I always got another one to get back to. See, I'm ready for you. Want to make sure I celebrate your birthday, too. It's not fair that you do it by yourself. That's not right.
She won't be doing it by herself.
You know what? Y'all so good to me.
I'm here for you, man. I'm here for you. I need
love. Yes. I know. I'm excited in one form, in one way. Look at me. I'm fumbling over my words. I don't do that. Yeah, I'm excited. So, Miss Creoleness, what have you been up to, girl? Like, I talked to you, but nobody else talks. Like, they may not talk to you like I talked to you. What you been up to, girl?
Honestly, I've been laying low. You know, I kind of like being a little, I'm not going to use the word stalking, but I kind of sit back and like to watch other people do their little thing. You know, I'm an observer. I'm a professional observer. That's what I'm going to say. Because that way, when people say something stupid out of their mouth, I want to be able to go it on and cut them off instantly before the sentence is finished with their foolishness. So I watch people very carefully. Even on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I watch stuff. Yeah. I'm a cyber bully. I'm watching you from behind. Then when you say something I don't like, I throw out a poem on your ass, on your wall, some old foul, freaky shit, talking about sucking and licking right on your Christian wall to tell you to shut up.
I love Miss Creole.
See,
we were in the same boat this week. See? It wasn't just me.
We have absolutely been same show out, show up all week long around these parts. But it's okay. Like, if I ain't got time for nobody, it's a simple on the Facebook. Anybody got time for that?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. My main issue is that, you know, I try to let them know ahead of time I'm a grown-ass woman. I was grown before Beyonce said it. So, grown-ass woman. So, don't question me on what I got going in my personal life, because personal and social media are not the same thing to me. So, watch yourself. And then, don't feel as though that you got double D's that want to question me in my inbox and don't think I'm not going to tongue lash you. Don't do that. Let the goat be humble and let her stay in her little cage let me leave him alone. Because once you start bucking with me and I just sharpen my hooves and pull into a little, nice little stiletto, I'm coming to get you. And that's not poetically speaking.
Yes. Yes. I love you. You just said everything of my heart of this past week. You just said it all.
Really?
All of it.
Yes. It's been a stressful week for us. Yes.
We are unhappy, and I don't want to spoil my wet dream.
Mm-mm, don't do it, girl. Don't do it. Mm-mm.
I ain't going to do it. This
time. I'm going to sit on the towel for you. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Thank you. Oh, I feel like I need a little bit from my heart right now. I know you got some good stuff for us. I know you do.
You know I do.
Is that buddy going to hang out with us too? I don't know. I have the phone over here, but I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, was our buddy, Flanardo? Yeah.
I did, you know, I talk to that fool every day. I did let him know, but he had been traveling because he was kind of TDY yesterday and today, so he was really tired. So I did tell him that if he could, please do, but if he can't, we will hold that against him. So either way, go, he going to get it.
Okay. Well, if he joins us, well, I'll know it because I'll know that area code. Oh, I know you got something for me. I just feel it in my heart, in my soul, in my spirit.
Okay, well, you know, I know how you are, so I'm going to go ahead and give you something. I'm not going to say juicy, but it's going to be something to make you kind of tingle, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I need a tingle.
Yes, you're going to just tingle.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
I'm sorry, before you start, I don't need a tingle. I need a full juicy.
Can we take the fire?
No.
Hey. I'm a screw back and I'm an observer because I'm an observer too, but don't hold no punches. Give them exactly what they want.
She know I ain't about to hold up. All right. This poem is called Detox. He came into the room, the wetness of my box. Like sweating through a sauna, crackhead binges, methhead scratches, weedhead munches, hungry for his dick to swell my well with pulsating steel. You see his rise to enter and exit my holes. I want him so bad to my clit throbs, legs shaking, juices brewing. He performs triangular strokes, screaming to taste upon his lips, upon my lips, ready to explode. You see, he moans, and I moan, and he cries within a neighbor's walls through exasperating groans. Reaching for clouds and moons for help. Help me to release my dream, turn reality through suffocating thrusting, so my cum can drip his name in cursive, manuscript his dick within Shakespearean thoughts, sipping his scrumptious low in a communion cup. You see, I want to feel my insides like a hot apple filled Krispy Kreme on a wintry day. I need a detox. He puts my clit in the pan, second set of lips in the sling, giving stitches from my boom, boom, bang, afterwards begging to be soaked in Epsom salt. Body glazed after our sexual christening before his hot thermal. His white chocolate covers my tongue and mouth, smoothly drinking him like a Kellogg's protein shake. Creation performed on my glands. You see, I want him until his cum can splash in my face, like the wind of a roller coaster ride, slowly smearing on my lips like I am the new favorite girl for Victoria's Secret. Damn, and he tastes so fucking good. Anticipating for my morsel to melt in his mouth, addictively my pelvis thrust, begging to unlock my candy crush, promiscuous as I sit and wait for him to access a free pass for the next ride. I love how he snorts me like goody powder, while I constantly lick my lips as if he injects me like marmalade. Tick, tock. Yeah, I think I need a detox. In peace.
Yes, awesome. I have someone like that. Like, I feel like I need a detox from time to time, and then sometimes I feel like I want to overdose. Like, you know, like, want to overdose on somebody. Like, I can overdose on you day in and day out. And okay, I'm sorry.
You good? Y'all good?
Honey, I'm okay. I'm fine. Taylor, are you okay?
I am all right. I am okay. Yep. I agree.
I
concur.
Honey, yes. Well, you know what? That can take us right into one of our topics tonight. So, fantasies. Do you all have some fantasies that you all want to live out in life? Whether it's, well, we're talking sexual tonight. Sexual fantasies. That's all I want to hear. I don't want to hear nothing else. To be real honest.
I guess I can say that I've had one, honestly. Haven't been fulfilled yet. I'm a little upset about that. I have this thing that I really want to do some role playing. Whereas I want to be picked up from, it could be a library. It can be at the bus stop. I just want to be picked up and fucked inside of a car so bad and just drop my ass off and don't call me no more.
Oh, damn.
No?
Miss Creole, I don't need you to get out of my head. Get out of my head. Get out of my head. That is exactly what I was thinking. Get out of my head. Get out of my head.
Nobody want to play with me. I don't know why. I don't know why they don't want to play.
I mean, I don't know why either. Like, y'all can just pretend like you don't know each other. Like, I need somebody to step up to that plate and stop playing.
Exactly.
Like, pick me up in a bar. Like, just say, you know, act like you don't know me.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Because then you have other people around and they're like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's fun.
And you're speaking loud enough for them to be able to hear your conversation.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that would make my heart happy.
Okay.
Maybe I just gonna have to pick him up instead because I'm tired of waiting for it to happen. I'm just going to take heed and I'll make it happen. It's gonna happen for the years out.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody gonna get it.
Now, Taylor, is that just one of your fantasies, or do you have multiple ones?
Okay, I got a list. Okay, so that's one of them. The next one is I wanna be like a stripper, like a legitimate stripper. Like I wanna strip in a strip club. What else? Another one is that I wanna do the whole sex in the club thing. But not in the VIP part. I kind of like want to do it in the middle of the floor.
Wow.
Let's see. I definitely want to make like a. I want to make a movie, like a legitimate movie, like a good quality movie. Let's see what else. I want to do a new photo shoot. Let's see what else. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Really? That's
it? I have to think about the rest of them. But those are like the main ones I'm focusing on.
Okay. Guess what? I have none. I'm just joking.
I was about to say, you turn the bald face lie. We talk every day. Man. You know you're lying.
No.
I was about to start bringing up Facebook messages and texts and that. I was about to say, you lying. Lies you tell.
Okay, so I will probably have to have mine before I get married. Because mine is a little different. And I know that my particular person wouldn't be happy with that, like, right now. Like, they couldn't do it. So, I, in the back of my mind, you know, it always sits, and I fantasize about this when I'm in my happy place, would really do to me in at one time, and I would, yes, I would, and I would be happy. Like, I would be like a kid in the freaking candy store. I would be, that's how I feel. Like, every time I think about it, my insides do tingle. Every time.
That does sound like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that does sound like fun.
I would, man. But like I said, I know that my particular person that I am interested in, they are not down for that. And I know what their fantasies are, so I would definitely help them complete theirs. But I already know in my mind that that's not going to be handled. I already know. So that's why I said before, if we decide to get married, then I have to have that before I get married.
Well, okay,
and
so here's my question.
My friends.
Oh, never mind, because you were getting ready to answer it. Go ahead.
What was your question?
Go ahead to understand what you're saying.
I feel like, you know, since my friends are my really good friends, and majority of my friends know that that's one of those things I want to do, they should just blindfold me and make that shit happen. Like, yes, I feel like they should do it. So that could be a birthday gift for years to come, or just because it's Wednesday type of gift.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get the hint, okay? I'm coming down to visit you in August, so basically what you're saying is you want me to make this happen. I will gladly do that for you.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's what you said. That's what I heard.
No, you can't make that happen at that particular time.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
No, don't misinterpret it, because you can't make that happen that particular time. No. Heck no. We'll talk about... Girl, you're trying to get me beat down. What? No, you can't have it that weekend. Let's do that next weekend. Not that weekend. Another one.
Okay. So like I said, I'll make it happen. Don't worry about it. It'll be all right.
Not that weekend, though. Yeah,
Okay, so now my next question is, so if I make it happen, do I get to watch? I get to see it.
Girl, yes, you can watch.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I like seeing watch.
Okay.
Then my other one is, you know, it's kind of the basic one. It's like, I want to have sex on the beach, you know, type thing.
You want to have what? You want to do what?
Sex on the beach. Not the drink. I'm going to have some of them, but I'm talking about actual sex on a beach in a foreign place where they used to be in that type of stuff. Like, and I want to go.
Well, that is over. That
to
is
a nudist
overrated.
Beach.
That's overrated. We talking about sand. That is overrated.
Oh,
I don't know. You might be. I'm clumsy, so maybe that's why mine wasn't that good, because I'm clumsy. But you might, you know, sand and stuff and. Yeah, it was a rough night. So I'm just saying.
And Bella agrees with me in the chat room. She agrees with my two men.
Oh, well, let me see if I can find a way to watch her, too. Wait a minute.
I love. So, but yeah, like the whole sex on the beach, like a foreign place, like real secluded and it's just us, and we can walk around and just be free and do it wherever we choose. Yeah. Yeah, that's what
she says. Oh, she said she needed me to hold her legs. I could do that for you, but no problem. I'm always here to help.
Not the assistant. Always the assistant. Always.
Really?
Like, I've done the whole, I've done the club type thing. Like, I feel like clubs are nasty, so I'm really not gonna do that way. You know, I've done the whole public place, and it took a lot in me to deal with the public bathroom, like, type thing. So, yeah, I've done all that. Makes my spirit happy to think about it. I like that man. But anyway, okay, never mind. Never mind. He's such an awesome person.
What am I going to do with y'all?
Like, I am thinking, like, and you ever wonder, like people are so gung-ho about birthday sex. Like, do y'all realize that? Like, people feel like, oh, I got to get some sex on my birthday.
Yeah, I'm but like, then what about the day after?
Right, like.
No, that's a requirement. Like, I feel like, I'm supposed to get some on my birthday. I'm supposed to get some birthday sex. I'm supposed to get some birthday head, a meal, and a slap on the head. That's your birthday. Everything else is, you know, but that's the main focus.
But I feel like that should be every day for me, not just the day I was born. Like, I feel I need that every day.
Yeah,
and
but
so,
your birthday is supposed to be, like, that's when it's supposed to be turned up. Like, okay, y'all do everything under the sun, but this particular day on your birthday, now you got to do everything under the moon. Like, it's just turned up a little bit. Like, that's what it's supposed to be. And sometimes that,
like,
don't always happen because, yeah.
Like, my birthday sex will probably be, like, really, really drunk. Like, it'll be that drunk sex type situation. Like, we're all over the place. Because, first of all, for my birthday, I tend to drink a lot. I drink everything because everybody's buying me drinks. That's in my crew, and we're standing on couches and we're dancing and we're having a good time. And people don't realize that me and reggae music have a relationship.
Oh, girl. Oh, yes.
That makes my insides happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay. By the time I leave the club, yes, I am ready. I'm like, I'm ready to terrorize somebody's son. And please believe, I want to send you home crying to your mama, saying, like, mama, I don't know what she did to me. I just saw myself curled up in a fetal position, sucking my thumb. And, you know, she just, I feel like she sucked my soul out my body. Like, that's how.
I don't know what it is about that reggae music. I don't know what it is. Like, once you start going and the hips start going, it's it. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the beat. I don't even know what they're saying. I hope it's not the lyrics. I don't know. But reggae music will sing you there in a heartbeat.
Makes everything in me feel like I am on top of the world. And I have hips sent from the gods, like one of them big booty women that have just like these hips that you just want to smack her ass and hold on to her hips type situation. Like, I feel like I got those hips and my little backbone and pelvis just going, having a good time. So, yeah. That's what reggae music does to me. Makes me feel happy. I think I'm going to listen to some tonight when I get off the show. And I'm just going to dance for myself. I'm going to do it. This is a no judgment zone, so I don't want to feel no judgment when I get off.
Uh-uh. At all.
Don't feel it. Okay.
So I think that you should Skype me so I can see.
Girl, I'm not messing with you tonight.
Okay. All right.
I'll
you didn't have to say no like that. I'm just saying that was a little harsh, but all you had to do was say, I think about it or something.
I'll think about it.
Okay. That was real hard, so.
And then just go in my room and just be by myself. I don't know. Because I have drunk this whole bottle of wine. And I got another to drink. So, yes.
All I'm saying is, you know, if you wanted, you know, me to critique your moves, I could. I'll swatch and tell you what I think about them. You can do that. That's fine. I'll be up for a while. Okay. Yeah. We'll figure that out.
I'm a mess. What am I going to do with you? I can't send you back. I don't understand.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm still trying to figure out what to do with myself, so I can't tell other people what to do with me yet.
That is funny. So, Thomas, you're really quiet, so I think that it's now time for you to stop observing and tell us some of your fantasies.
Oh, goodness. I'm already sitting down, so it's okay.
Thomas.
Well, yeah, I'm here.
You're hungry here. Never mind. Come on. I want to get some of yours.
Oh, no. See, if I was there, you wouldn't be on the show, but never mind that. Well, let's see. I've done the majority of my fantasies. I've done threesomes. I've done foursomes. I've done swingers club. I think the only thing that I really want to do now is, like, a three-way relationship and have a harem. A three-way relationship, a harem, and to start my own swingers club. I think those are the only three things that I really want to do. So then just about everything else. Public places I've done enough of them to be satisfied with the parks, movie theaters, public transportation. Yeah, I've done just about everything. I did it probably by the time I was 22, 23.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a guy that if the mood strikes me, that's what I'm going to do. My exes can vouch for me pretty much, you know. I do not care. If I want it, I want it. You're going to give it to me or we're going to have a problem. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a problem. And I'm very convincing. You know, I'm good with my words. And I have this uncanny ability to find myself in a private, little secluded area to do things in no time.
I see.
I'm a very straightforward kind of get-to-it kind of guy.
Okay, Mr. Get to it kind of guy. We see you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just don't get it that quick.
Huh?
I'm sorry. It's the alcohol.
What'd you say? Just don't get wet?
I said just don't get it that quick.
Infected? No. No.
No, that's not what I said. I said, just don't get us there quick.
Oh, no. Y'all can get there quick. I'll be a minute. I'll be a little while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a question. since you said while, because didn't that pique my interest on some other things, because I had questions like, what's the longest time period and, like, for people to really have sex? Like, what's the longest? And if you feel like that's too long.
Well,
and then after this question,
depends.
Don't make it long because I'm going to then ask what Bella's question is in the chat room. Unless you want me to ask that now.
Ask that now.
Okay, so Bella's question in the chat room says, do you see yourself settling down with a bi woman, or do you want a polyamorous, or I always say this word, but pretty much a polygamous type relationship?
that's supposed to mean?
Well, you would be settling down with a bisexual woman.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind about settling down with a bisexual woman as long as we have the agreement. You know, not all the time, but, you know, every once in a while, you know, if we see someone that strikes our fancy, we go and get her. I say we, not her, not me, but we.
Okay, because, I mean, you did say that one of your fantasies was to be in a three-way relationship. So it would
mm-hmm.
be you, her girlfriend, and her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Huh. I was wondering.
I mean, it's one of those things, like, being in a three-way relationship. Can I see myself doing it? Yeah. Can I see myself sticking, doing it for a long period of time? I can't say yes. You know, if it happens, it happens.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Okay, so now back to my other question. So how long, like, too long or whatnot? Because I've had some sessions before, and it feels like forever. But, you know.
It all depends on the kind of sex you have. That's what really all depends on.
That
feel
drunk and high after the fact, and you don't drink, you ain't drunk nothing, and you ain't smoked nothing.
It depends on how you deal with it, because, you know, when most women that I've dealt with who were sober and I were drunk. I was drunk in that instance, you know. They wanted me to hurry up and finish, you know. But it was more so because of, you know, my drunken state. You know, drunken state, I'm not really, you know, posing much of a pleasurable thing. It's more so just going. You know, pound out and make it happen. You know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. You know, it all depends on how that woman is at that point in time. You know, so, like, to answer your original question, let's see. What's too long? It really all depends on if you're interested in that person. If you're interested in that person, doesn't matter how long the sex goes. If you're interested, you're interested. The sex can go on for 20 minutes, it can go on for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. But if you're not interested in that person, shit. You know, some people I've met, you know, where they talk with me and they said, you know, after they get them out, they're just not interested anymore, but they continue on just for the sake of, you know, pleasing them me. You know, so it varies by person.
I'm just going to be honest. If I'm not interested, like, I have to be interested in a person mentally before I can be interested in them sexually. So if I'm not
mm-hmm.
mentally interested in you, we ain't having no sex. It ain't going
right.
down. It ain't no way for you to convince me. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I understand that. I understand that. That's a normal thing with some women. Well, I'm going to say a lot of women. But now, here's the thing, right? Now, what happens if you start having sex and then you lose interest in it at that point in time?
But see, that's the thing about that. That should never happen, because if you already got me mentally, then you having me intimately is just a bonus.
Right.
Right.
But not always. Not always is it.
That's why
be...
you don't give yourself. That's why you can't give yourself to everybody mentally, either.
Right, right,
mm-hmm.
And that's very much understood. But what happens when it does happen? Like, let's just say, you know, something becomes a major turnoff, like too much sweat or, you know, sliding out too many times or just totally disregarding what it is that, you know, just totally disregarding your body language, not following directions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens at that point in time?
Oh, we got to talk about some things.
Right, but if he's still trying to consistently go, are you stopping him or are you letting him finish or are you just going to take control? Or do you
no, I would have to take control because after a while you're going to maybe punch you in your mouth if I don't get my shit right.
Mm-hmm.
My bad, y'all.
Girl, you fine.
You know what I mean? Because my thing is, I know that, I can only speak for me, that you have to be able to already have me mentally and emotionally before I would give you any type of physical interaction with me. That's just how I am. However, when that does happen, it doesn't even matter because we've already connected. The sex is just a bonus. However, I'm going to teach you what I want you to do a certain way, just like I expect you to let me know what you want me to do a certain way. I may be doing it a different way for you. Tell me, instruct me. I ain't too old, I can't learn. But if something comes up and you ain't quite getting it, we're going to have problems. I'm going to have to get you a replacement, and you're going to have to watch him do me. In peace. Drop mic.
Yes, because I like to be instructed. Tell me what you want.
Tell me sometimes. But I understand what you're saying, on the for real. I do understand. You know, because sometimes just having a mental connection with somebody is just not enough, just like having a sexual connection with somebody is just not enough. So I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on it. That's why I got 7 toys and 2 en route. So, yeah, I'm a bedroom candy consultant. I got to try out the product before you try to steal the product.
I know that's right. Yeah. And does not a consultant necessarily have to live in the same state as me?
No.
Okay, good. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later.
I got to make sure that my consultant can live anywhere in the world.
Mm-mm.
You see, but now I have a question.
Sure.
All right. So what kind of a time frame do you ladies deem too long to be having sex?
Shit. I think my time limit is 4 hours.
What? I don't really think I have a time limit. I think the longest was like 1.5 to 2 hours. And so I can say that that was fun and it was a wonderful workout. I did my 550 calories. I did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, that was the longest for me. So I can't complain. If it goes longer, it goes longer. If it's, you know, 30 minutes to that 2 hour frame, I'm good. I'm not the real 2-3 minute person. I embarrass this motherfucker for that type of shit. every day, I'm just being honest. I will cut you out with the quickness, kiss you on your head, and be like, please go home to your mama. You ain't shit. You don't give it to nobody else. Gone. And, you know, if you knew you was like that, then you should have told me, and we could have been gone somewhere, and we could have got that first one out, if that's the case, like, you know, and especially mm-hmm. if you know that you're like that, you need to go ahead and get that first one out, and then come back and see me, you know, holla at me, we can make some things happen, but.
See, here's the thing about that, let me explain something, y'all, right, that first nut got a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm.
It got a mind, a total fucking mind of its own. That shit do not cooperate with nobody. Sometimes it want to be Mr. Marathon Man. Sometimes it want to be a Minute Man. It all depends on what the fuck is going on with that first nut. The first mm-hmm. nut needed to be controlled by that man. just plain and simple. And depending on what position he come in or how he come, that first nut might be his only nut. Because I can tell you right now, if he come to pussy, game over. Pretty much game over. For some reason, you know, coming into pussy is like just game over. We're just going to call it game over. Because nobody's going to be able to do nothing. Nobody's going to be able to do anything. You might be able to pull off another round, but you're going to wait a minute. Not a minute, but a couple minutes, like maybe 10 or 15, just to make sure he cool. Just giving you some friendly advice so that way you ladies will understand that, you know, that first nut really do got a mind of his own. And if you keep sucking that dick when he busts that nut and he busts real quick, you're going to have, it's a 50-50 chance he's going to get back up. And a 50% chance he's not going to get back up. He's just going to be sucking until your life and he's sucking his jaws hurt.
Yeah, I don't want lockjaw. I don't want that. I don't want that.
Lockjaw is very real. Come see me on the drunk night. I will make sure I prove it to you. If you don't believe me that lockjaw is real, come see me on a drunk night.
Mm-mm. I'll take your word for it. never have my goddamn jaws off to fail up. Mm-mm. I'm good. Appreciate you, though. Appreciate the offer.
Hey, no problem. Open invitation.
I'm trying to get that stuff away, but I don't know.
No.
Okay, I mean, you know, it just depends on what type of night it is. I can't call it, you know, but I definitely don't do that whole other stuff. So, but yeah, I don't have another question right now off the top of my head.
Well, I got a question for you, ladies. Best birthday sex you ever had?
Yeah, I'm stupid. I was about to say year 19. I'm just joking. I don't know.
No, I didn't hear the question.
What's the best birthday sex you've ever had?
Shit, I'm still waiting on that.
Shit,
I think as I get older, that shit need to top the previous year.
Agreed. I have got to think about this time.
Oh, my goodness, I'm the only one with a story?
Okay, if you got a story right now, then you can have a story right now. Like, I have to think about this. Like, last year, we was going through some changes. So, yeah, we was mad at each other. So, I didn't have no birthday sex. We was mad. All I mean was talking about real mad. We weren't even talking mad. Before that, I don't know. I got to think about that story.
Well, mine was not my past birthday, but the year before, we were out and we went to some club. That year I got my big booty hoe. So we went to the strip club and I got a lap dance and felt on some titties and stuff, and we wind up drunk as shit in the car. Like, I'm drunk as shit, he's drunk as shit. So now we're arguing about who's going to drive home, but we're both drunk as shit. So we both decided that we shouldn't drive home. So now we're trying to figure out how to get home. We wind up just going at it in the car because that's the only thing that we could agree upon. So that was probably the best. It wasn't too fun when the police came, but it was fun before that. Yeah.
Something, I've never been caught by the police.
One time?
Just one time in band camp?
I almost did. And it was so funny because my friend at the time was a truck driver. So I would, you know, if he says, you know, I'm here on this location on the road, you know, and if he was in my city, I would go see him, you know, because he couldn't park his truck at my house. So I would have to go to where he was parked. And it was like we had just got done doing what we were doing, and I was kind of standing up in the back of the cab because, you know, where the bed area is in these little 18-wheelers or whatever. And I just, like, pulled my shirt over my head, and this, like, police car comes by. And then, because he's already sitting in the seat, and he was like, excuse me, you know whose vehicle this is, sir? And he was like, oh, yeah, I know whose it is, you know. And he was like, well, they'll need to move it soon. Like, it's like, okay, they'll be back in a second because he couldn't see me. Yeah. Yeah. That was wonderful. But anyway, that wasn't birthday sex, but like, I'm still thinking about the whole birthday sex thing. Like, that was the best. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Huh. Well, I can tell you mine. Mine was very interesting because I ended up, like, having, like, a semi-orgy for, like, my birthday, like, a couple years back. And he was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I called over one girl, and then my homegirl was there, too. And then, next thing you know, she was like, the one girl I called over had a friend who wanted to be my homegirl. And then my homegirl had brought her boy, had told her boy to come down. So it was me and this guy, three chicks, and we was just sitting there just chilling. And so we started playing this drinking game. Man, oh, man. We didn't finish the drinking game because before I knew it, panties came off. And hands started being given, and it was just, like, fucking amazing. It was really, really good. It was really interesting for a daggone birthday. So that was, like, probably one of my best birthdays. I'm trying to top it, though. Definitely trying to top it.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't waste no time. If I want to do it, I want to do it. I'm trying to set it up, you know, ASAP.
I'm trying to think. That wasn't my birthday. Like, I'm sitting like, wait a minute, that particular event wasn't my birthday.
Seems like I had you stumped.
Like, I have to really think about, like, do y'all realize, like, on Monday, I am going to be 33, and I started having sex in college. So I got some years to think about, and I'm like, wait a minute.
I started having sex when I was 13,
like
12, 13 years old.
Like,
No. Yeah, no. I was introduced to it a long time ago. But 12, 13 was my starting point. And I'm 28 now. So I'm like, yeah, I got plenty of years. But every year is different. You know, take it as it comes. Enjoy your life.
Because when you get my age, you want to do all that you've done the years ago and stuff you never wanted to do.
Some stuff I said I never wanted to do, and I ended up doing anyway, so.
Well, everybody can't be just like you, dang it.
I mean,
I don't want
whoa,
anybody to be like you. Trust me on that one. The world would be full of crazy people if they were just like me.
Wow. No, I don't need no. I already got to deal with one of them. And I don't think the world could take too many more of them. I don't think the world is ready.
Mm-mm.
They're not ready.
The world is not ready for my offspring or anybody like me.
Uh-uh. Mm-mm. As soon as you decide that you want to have kids, I've already made my plan to go ahead and just go to the moon and hang out and live there and do whatever I got to do. Because I'm going to the moon.
See, I'm going away. When I have my kids, I want to be away somewhere and just be chilling. You know, I got a whole plan of what I want to do with my kids and this, that, and the third, so on and so forth. So, But I don't mind practicing until that time comes. I like practicing a lot.
Practicing is good.
No, practicing is great. It's great. I enjoy it very much.
Wonderful.
I like
training. Glad you like to practice. Glad that you like to practice and train or whatever. So, we're going to take a break from the topic. And going to ask Ms. Cleone to give us some more things for our spirits. And this time, don't tickle us. This time, we want to be rubbed, caressed, poked, and pleased, and all that wonderful stuff.
Okay. I can do that. That seems easy.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little bit of my sensual side. Yeah, I got that shit, too. Don't worry about it. It don't come out that often. Okay, this one is called The Passion Provider. He wants to comfort her beyond the comforter. I loved his aroma-filled persistence for her affection to be offered for a lifetime. Never thought it was really for me. You see, our eyes never met until months before my son crept upon a sensual dialogue. Only the moon could understand. Again, never thought it would be for me. His words played between my ears like a classical saxophone serenade, soothing an untamed and ignored beast, caressing my inner and unrecognized beauty awakened by the smiles upon the morning dew. Centipedes walking through cerebral vibrations that only a musician can anticipate the rhythm, finding the ingredients of my hula hoop to dance with only the syllables of nothing. Until that day his presence touched me. The fluttering of his tongue from my ankles reversing my power struggle within the sheets. Saturated from imagination of what is to come. My body deepened within his skin, reaching for more and less simultaneously. I felt my mouth moisten for his entrance, a one-way ticket into my wonderland. With each article of clothing falls from the trees, allowing the leaves to expose its strength beyond his eyes in the autumn season. His hands turn me like a spinning top, engaging in electric cosmic energy. The world stopped existing with each stroke, breathing, breathing, and breathing for a release. And damn, he is experiencing this with me. My mind broken like a jigsaw puzzle, but my body is swinging on an unforeseen twister, accomplishing the incense-filled walls of our thoughts. We can't turn back from this experience, enjoying the crashing through danger signs of lovemaking. He conquered my pear-flavored entrance, slowly, charismatically and methodically, planets dancing wildly, humming an erotic chorus, encouraging us for a finale unimaginable to the ordinary steps of mere mortals. The collision of our buildings being constantly constructed each time he kissed my neck, thoughts, words and actions made it unlock, whispering in my ear that he loves and in love with me through the storms of Zeus. As the moans increase through the recipe of poetry and lust, our own spirits witness from the heavens how the rain poured upon us as he unwrapped this beautiful and lonely box, not understanding what is to come from Pandora. Sensual is what he gave me until my skin combined with his for the ultimate Creole Southern comfort bar, uncontrollable slow grinding intense motions.
I can't this whirlwind of penetration, for this hunger is greater than any scientist can bear. He climbed upon me with such ease after our rebirth, like a caterpillar nibbling upon a delicious leaf, caressing my breast, kissing me down the sides of the body seen by few, but as if he is my sculptor, and I will forever be his masterpiece of passion and peace.
Yes. Awesome. Love it. I want to be sculpted, too. So, okay. Because of that piece, I now have questions. You inspire me, girl. Okay, so Taylor and ladies in the chat room, Simpkins and Stella, I have questions. So have you all ever had that one person that sets everything in you on fire? Like when he touches you, your skin feels like it's burning and the touch is still lingering, and then when he touches you somewhere else, you start shivering and you feel everything.
I can't say enough.
Yes. And Bella says that was a beautiful piece. She thanks you.
Thank you. Like I said, I don't do sensual stuff too much because I'm too erotic and raw. But now I'm going to tell you something. That I wrote this piece after me and my friend, we had got together, and maybe like a couple of days later, he's in one state, I'm in another state. We both called each other and was like, what the hell did you do to me? I can't move. My whole entire body was sore. Then that poem just came. So I just wrote. I'm happy that I had a couple of fingers to hold a pen. But it was one of those things that how when you can come so intense until you literally visual your spirit watching you come, that shit is remarkable.
Honey?
Yeah.
I felt my soul leave my body. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt it.
Damn it. So,
no.
Yeah. So am I.
Huh?
Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like something that happened to you? Or nah? That just sounds like something that you've been through?
Yes. Yes, multiple times in that day. Yes. You know, it was a few months back, and the next day I did nothing. I laid there and I did nothing. My hair, I told y'all my hair follicle hurt.
Yes. Oh, God, preach it.
Oh, and my throat hurt. And I said every cuss word from here to wherever and back again. Like, I went around the whole world with cuss words. Yes. Yes, because, honey, that man, every time I look at him, I cycle. You better be thankful. Because I get charged, like, I feel like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Well, like you. I'm like, you, okay? It's like, more like, there's no no in there. There's no bad moment, no nothing. Like, I would relive it all over again every day. Hell, I would probably need to be a housewife because I would not go to work. Good thing I work from home. Shit. Like, honey. Yeah. I know his birthday is going to be good. I'm going to say that now. See, I mean, I get to see him for my birthday due to, you know, scheduling reasons. But when I see him for his birthday, girl, somebody's going to talk about me, and I don't care. Talk about me all you want to, because that man is beautiful from head to toe. And, yeah.
Excuse me, are we referring to the man in the suit? Is that who we're referring to?
I am referring to, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear. Because you know what time it is. It's time for my song. As long as I got my suit and tie.
Girl.
Okay.
Sit down. Right. You should have bought me a big booty hoe. Sit down. Sit down. Because everybody knows I love the man in the suit. Everybody knows that. I love him. Oh, gosh. Okay, so, yeah, y'all just put me to a place. I'm going to bring myself back.
Okay.
Bella, you ain't never lied, because I went to Total Wine. And I got me a bottle of Stella Rosa, and that stuff was good, because I done killed the bottle. That's how it is. Yes, I drink, so I have a problem. But, yeah. And then, you know, now he's not the only person who's ever made me feel like that. I mean, like, we've known each other for a very long time, but we've also had our off periods, where we didn't talk to each other and we didn't do all of that, people who may have filled his position. I was one guy at one point, like, I actually had to ask myself, like, how is it that you're able to do this? And I want to be able to possess this too, because I want to make people feel like this for whatever reason. Because it felt like if you just breathed on me, my body just lit up. Like, if he nibbled on my shoulder, my whole body lit up. And I'm talking about trouble walking the next day. So, I don't, and
that's
I have to. Yeah, so I can't say that I've had, like, a whole bunch of bad sex. Like, I've had great sex. Like, I've had it. It's just that it's been on my birthday, you know. I guess since I can get it all year round, it's my birthday, really don't even much matter. It's like Valentine's Day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like
Valentine's Day. I'm not going to celebrate Valentine's Day because you should be doing that shit all year round. So, I have good sex all year round. So, unless I'm going through one of my periods and I'm not having sex. But, you know, yeah, I think that's how that goes.
I'm at.
I agree. I think it should be all year round.
As long as you're getting yours, that's all that matters. Doesn't matter whether it's on Valentine's Day, Good Friday, first day of the year, first day of the month, or last day of the month. Get yours and be happy.
Amen.
Oh, the dentist said that she once came when he just rubbed against her.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
I just, no. And sometimes just the look that he may have in his eye, you know, and I don't know. I can't even explain it. I can't tell y'all.
That's all right. I have no words.
That man makes me nervous, and he makes me lose my thought process. I don't understand.
So that says a lot about him.
What the? I want to know, what does it say? Sometimes I'm blind to it, like, because I'm so far on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes I'm blind to everything else around.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm a firm believer that for those who can't do, for those who can do, do. That those who can't, just observe those who can. Don't be mad.
Hey, I'm just going to do it. Like, and I can sit and just listen to him talk, because he's always wondering, like, why you don't say much? I'm just listening.
Mm.
Like, I'm just listening. And he's like, are you really listening? And, honey, I can repeat word for word back. I'm like, yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm not just looking at you because I'm looking at you. Like, I'm listening and I'm looking. And I'm like, I'm in my brain, I'm saying, okay, so I want those lips right there to do this to me. Like, like, that's why I am in my head. Like, I... Forgive me. Okay, mm-hmm. I've gone off on a tangent about the man in the suit. Taylor,
okay.
Why did you have to ask, was it about the man in the suit? Okay.
Because I simply just asked the question. I wasn't sure and provided the information that you were giving. I just wanted to make sure we were, you know, what we were talking about. That's all. Just ask the question. I told you the other day, everything I do is for a reason. I simply just asked you a question because I wanted to know. I wanted to make sure. That's all. A 100% innocent face. 100% innocent face. I just was asking a question.
And so let's talk about this whole innocent thing and how you tried to kind of play me on Wednesday on another show. Like, we're going to sidebar all that. Like, how did you try to play me on Wednesday when I told you? Hey, girl, I am good. I am awesome. I am a good girl. Can't nobody else. I don't have no mugshots. I ain't never been jailed. I have had handcuffs on my wrist, but for other reasons. But I see you. I'm good.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're referring to.
The devil is a liar. And the devil is a liar.
Wait a minute. Really? I don't know what you're referring to. Are you referring to the wind down where I simply stated something that you already said? I was just, you know.
And then I was called a lie. No, I don't like being called a lie. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I'm like, you know, that's fine. But I'm good at everything I do. And today is Penny Dropping Friday. So what? Drop them.
Wait a minute. So we were supposed to wear them today? I thought it was just No Penny Friday. I didn't even put any on. I can't drop what I don't have on. I saw you.
Okay.
Oh.
You can drop something else, Taylor. Don't worry. Don't worry about the panties, Taylor. You can drop something else. I have something for you to drop.
Oh, I just, because I read, well, maybe I read that wrong. My bad. I'm sorry.
No. You did the right thing. You did the right thing. Just throw on the skirt.
I did, right?
Yeah, just on the skirt. I'll be over in like 20 minutes.
That's so much work. I already got on the T-shirt. Look, you're going to have to take what you got. That's so much work.
Oh, that's fine. Even better. Just a shirt, a panty, I'm on the way.
No, just a shirt, no panties, no bra, no none of that. I'm in the house. Why?
Okay, so when I'm at home, yes, I do not care to wear underclothes. I'm at home. I spend 90% of my time inside of my house. Yes. In my little office space, minding my own business, doing work. And I had to go into the office on, what day was that? Wednesday? Man, I did not know what to put on. I was like, wait a minute. This means I got to put on underclothes today. This means I got to put on clothes. I mean, I didn't know how to feel. So, yeah, I understand with the whole no underclothes. And I'm with the temptress as well. Like, if I want to really kind of seduce them a little bit, yeah, I want you to be able to take my clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
If that's over. I mean, I like to be undressed. Does that make sense? So,
oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I'm going to have on something really cute, and my bra and panties are going to match for him and all of that. And I am team boy shorts all day long because
got
a nice little bump. And so I love boy shorts because the way they fit on me may be different for somebody else, but I got I got a little
You play. Know what? You know what? All of y'all big booty happens. You know what? So what? Okay? So what? Some of us don't have big asses, but we got big titties. So just mind your business. Don't move it right along.
Damn it. Shit, I still got on my training wheels. Shit.
Training wheels.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you something. I got extremely happy when I went to Victoria's Secret and I said 36A. I thought I said fucking triple D's. I was excited. Shit, I was in 34 C's all my damn life. I was like, you know what happened? I got more back. Yeah, I got back now. Yeah, I got some back. You know,
so
for
see,
the cup
because
I don't
have
full cup.
Like,
I got the back.
Yeah, like it switched up.
You know? I got me a something, you know. Okay, well, shit. You may not see me coming, but you'll see me going.
I know that's right. You gonna see me both ways, honey. You're gonna be like, damn, bam. Yeah, okay. And I'm gonna be some trouble come summer. But yeah, I love boy shorts. I love them.
Yeah. I think that's the best thing they could have made for us.
Yeah, because at that time,
I really do, you know.
When they came out with boy shorts, I was more of a thong-wearing type of girl. Like,
mm-hmm.
I had all types of thongs, honey. I had them. But when they started making boy shorts, and it was like, that was the best thing ever. And I'm going to tell you now, I don't even know what half of them damn thongs is. Like, I don't know. Because I don't buy them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I already have a panty issue where I'm always buying panties. Always. Always, 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 always. I think I may buy 5 pair of panties a week. Like, I buy panties like that. Because I like to have choices. I believe in having choices, so, yeah. And I have all types of colors. And
mm-hmm.
So, you know, and some things may look better, like the little polka dot boy shorts I got may look a lot better on my yellow skin.
We still talking about boy shorts. You know what? Didn't we move on from this topic already? I could have swore we said the topic was over. No more.
No, we're
not talking about boy shorts. No more.
okay?
I just want somebody to send me a picture of somebody in some boy shorts. That's it. That's it.
I'm sorry, Lil Booty. I'm sorry, Lil Booty.
You don't have to. Why would you call me that out in public? Oh, my God. See?
Man, that's what I'm saying, man. You've got to love friends like that. That's true friendship right there.
Well, you know,
friends like that, you don't need enemies.
I make up I make up for it because I got nice titties, though. I got nice titties.
Yeah, like before I got my butt, I didn't have a butt. Like, I didn't have one. And so I relied more on my breasts. And when I started getting this rub, I was like, I'm going to be a problem. Like, I just don't understand. And then I'm short. Like, I'm little. So
mm-hmm.
I'm proportioned. So, yeah. And don't let me throw on a pair of heels. And it's
don't
high.
Do that. Mm-mm, don't do that.
And that might mm-mm. be why the man in the suit is like, hey, so you're going to wear those heels I like? Oh, so anyway. And I'm like, yeah. What color do you like?
Exactly. Pick your favorite color. Pick your color.
What color? Cause you know, I have got pink kind, I got blue, I got black, I got multicolor.
Mhm.
Like yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I forgot to let y'all know that, you know, I just published a book. Just remember.
What?
Yeah, I just published a book.
Okay.
I just remember.
Tell me about it.
That's sad.
No,
that really
is
funny.
I need you not to get some later.
Yeah. I published a poetry book. It's called Therapeutic Stitches of a Heartbeat.
Ooh.
What I did, yeah.
Wait a minute. I need to make sure I heard that right. Therapeutic of a hussy. Honey, I compare
mm-hmm.
you from a staff because we say words like hussy.
Yeah, hubby. Uh-huh. That's my hubby.
Hubby.
Right
mm-hmm. We say words like that.
Yeah. It's on Amazon. What I decided to do is because I do so much erotic poetry until I wanted to make sure that I brought out my name with something totally different what people expected me to do, which is all my reality, all my conscious poetry. That particular book, it takes you through what I did was do a 12 step of recovery of heartache, of depression, of learning your own self-worth. So I took all my serious stuff. I mean, I have poems in there. It talks about attempted suicide. It talks about domestic violence. It talks about molestation, courage, loving ourselves. Did a piece about how I started growing my own locks. The purpose behind my locks when I grew them. I have a couple of poems in there that I wrote for my kid. I have this one anti-man poem. I don't really do anti-man poem because I'm really pro-man and anti-woman sometimes. But I was going through a period, and I thought that while I was writing, it had to go into that book because that was a process of me being who I am today. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that's out there. I have like Leonardo, he wrote it and he read it and he had to hit me up. He was like, "Man, you almost had me in tears." He said because I know you. You know, now that he really, really knows me, he's like, "Man, you done been through a lot of shit. I'm surprised you are not on somebody's ruffle room by now." He said, "The way that you just wrote everything," I said, "Well, I did that because you never know somebody else is going through in life."
Mm-hmm.
And we as poets or role play, you know, word players or storytellers, however you want to call us, we have these talents to be able to paint different pictures and hit different people separately and in different ways. So I threw the book out there first. Now that the book is out there, it's on there on Amazon, you know, you can do paperback or you can do Kindle. Now I'm working on an erotic CD.
Okay.
So I think I'd do the right thing, blow out, you know, get some good stuff out there first, then I'm going to come behind you and, yeah.
And blow your
make
mind.
Your panties wet. Make your panties wet.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you everything that you need to know. But then let me introduce you to the new meme. Let me introduce you to this person.
You're right.
Now,
you know,
is it up under,
about it, like,
Now, is it up under your name or your pen name?
It's under Miss Creoness.
Okay. Therapeutic Stitches of a Hot Seat. There it is. I see it.
It is under there. And bad because remember I told you that I've had a lot of people hitting me up saying, oh, you need to promote your book.
Mm-hmm.
My main concern was I was happy to be able to go through the journey of writing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've reached the destination of it, I'm not finished. I still think it's something else for me to do. So, yes, the book is out. Yes, I tell a few people and hope that they will buy it and then pass it on to someone else. But I am still, whether people know it or not, I'm still pretty much of a shy person. I don't do new people. I have trust issues. I got PTSD. So it takes me a minute to really warm up to people in different areas, even as a poet. Just like I told you before, I've been in San Diego since January. I haven't been out this military base to perform anything.
Right.
I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not my calling yet. It ain't for me yet. So I just arranged now. When I first started doing poetry, I was in Virginia.
Come in.
I was in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was, I said, well, since I started my poetry in Virginia, I'm flying all the way from San Diego to Virginia just to do a book signing.
Wow.
That's where I started from. So I prefer to do something where I started from, not to where I am. I'm not known here, and I prefer not to be known here. I know that may sound kind of crazy, but I really do. I'm probably before the summer is out, I'm going to probably hit a couple of poetry spots, get the vibe. It may work for me, it may not, but it's not going to deter me, you know, of doing what I need to do, because trust me, if I say some of the things that I do say in San Diego, they might not want me back.
You never
know. I'm going to say some shit that I'd be wanting to say. So, but yeah, that's how I feel about that. So, you know, like I said, that book came out first. You know, to show you my serious side, to kind of give you an understanding of who I am. Fernando says, he said, man, you put yourself out there to the world naked. You allowed the world to see you absolutely naked. You threw your heart out there. Yeah. You know, I have an open book. Life is life. We all have a past. We all have been through something to get us to the point that we are in now. Some of us want to discuss it. Some of us don't. But as long as we got that pen in our hands, you really don't know if what I'm writing is a fantasy or is a reality unless you know the individual.
Right.
So, yeah, right. I got that. So, like I say, you know, I did that. I've been kind of low-key because I have been helping Fernando with his urban novel. So I'm trying to make sure that his stuff is ready for May 1st because his ass got me on the payroll. So I've been working for him. Once his urban novel is straight and it's out, then I'm going to get back to concentrating on my erotic album, and I'll have that out for probably about July or August.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm on Amazon
trying to keep myself busy. Thank you.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. I just was asking, wait, is it up under your... Yeah, I'm on here now. So I'm excited. I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
Amazon is pretty good about getting me stuff. Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, and you know what? And I did that through CreateSpace. I was really amazed how easy it is to publish your own book.
Okay. I've And that's, I think that's what my issue is. Like, my book is not done because I have so much other stuff that I am doing. And I haven't sat down to spend time with my baby in a while. And so I was kind of thinking, you know, how do I want to do this? Do I want to shop it to somewhere or do I want to self-publish? And I see a lot of people self-publishing. So
yes.
So if it's easy, then I might go
It's time-consuming. You know, I will tell you that it is time-consuming, but it's a wonderful thing to know that your time is based upon you. If something doesn't get done, it's because you didn't do it. It's not the fact that you waited on somebody to do it. You know what I mean? I got to San Diego on the 18th of January. I decided I wanted to do a book on the 19th. My book was ready and published on February 25th.
You wanted it.
So now that I know that, I'm going to be on your ass about getting it done.
Okay, so listen, I need somebody to stay on me. And it's so funny because my friend that's overseas right now, he's like, hey, so when are you going to take some time for yourself? Like, when are you going to do that? Because you do everything for everybody else. And when are you going to do something for yourself that you want to get back to? So I made him a promise that I will get back to doing things for myself and put everybody else on that back burner, so to speak. And because it's almost done. That's the thing. Like, I can see the end of the road, but I can't get to it because I have all this other stuff going on.
Right.
I can't pause the weddings. I can't pause any of those. But I can pause some other stuff. The unnecessary BS that I have to go through with other situations, I can pause that. That ain't no problem. That's about to be paused. They're going to receive a message from me soon. So,
That's what I'm going to say. So what I had to do with Bernardo is that he has an editor that was doing, you know, editing his book and everything. He gave her a timeline. Okay. And because we talk on a regular basis, you know, I tell people that's my BFF. I will fuck up the wind for Flanardo if the wind blow his ass too fucking hard. That's how it's going down. So he hit me up and I asked him what was the status on it. He sent it to me. This lady had his book for maybe 8 weeks and was only 45% done. I had a problem with that. I said, this is what you're going to do. I said, you're going to get off the phone with me, you're going to call that bitch, and you're going to fucking fire her ass. I'm about to take over. Oh, well, Dren, don't fucking tell me what I can't do. First of all, I'm in San Diego. I live with my son. I don't have a damn job, so I need something to keep my ass busy before I go fucking crazy around here. I was finished his book, editing, formatting, headers and footers, everything in 3 weeks. And he has 40 chapters. No, I don't. I have an issue with things being undone. That shit irritates me. You know what I mean? And I believe, like I say, I don't give a damn how my time is being spent. But as long as I'm happy with spending my time, don't waste it. To see somebody else's time being wasted, it's like you wasted my time too. Yeah, I got some territorial shit going on. Don't worry about it. I'm dealing with that shit, too. I'll talk about that shit in therapy next week.
Well, that's fine. So I already know who I'm going to call, who's going to fight my battle.
Yes,
I already
call me. You know what I'm saying? Call me. Like I said, I'm not working. My son, I moved here because I have some health issues. And I may or may not have early signs of MS. So I try to make sure I utilize all my energy for something positive and always willing to help other people because I know who I am. I didn't know who I was until the age of 40. I am only 43 because I was used to always doing things for everybody else, making sure everybody else was happy. But when turmoil came, I don't know. I don't have my own identity because I didn't lose myself. I don't know what makes me happy. I don't know anything. So I had to find myself all over again, which is probably the best thing I have done in my entire life, was really to know my own self-worth. I don't need nobody to validate me. I don't need nobody to fucking compliment me to shit. I talk to my damn self anyway, so that don't make no sense to me. I'm good. But knowing that I have the time now, use me. That's all I'm going to tell you. Use me. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you decide that, hey, well, Dreen, I was going to call you, but I didn't want to bother you. You might get cussed the hell out. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
You know what? You sound like me trying to talk to her, telling her, like, girl, I had something to tell you, baby. I feel good. You was having sleep, but you know I'm up all time tonight, you know.
Right.
I don't want
you
to hear nobody at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, I'm the same way. Like, I'm the same way. Like, my phone is always on. I always, like, if I hear it, I always answer it. I tell people all the time, like, if you need something, just call me or ask me, text me. You can send me a message on Facebook. Like, I'm all over the place. And everybody's like, well, I didn't want to bother you because of the babies. I'm like, man, they go to bed at 8 o'clock. After 8 o'clock, I'm not doing anything. If you want to talk, you got something on your chest, whatever the case may be, call me.
Right.
That's one thing I cannot stand for people to say, oh, well, I thought, and I didn't want to be a bother, and I thought maybe because you was, and you got the baby. No, you can send me a text. If you think that they screaming up a storm, you can still shout me a text. You know, like Imaz this morning texting me, Facebooking me early this morning asking me to call her because she couldn't find her phone.
What?
You know, it's things like that. You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we're
going to
talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I brought it up because I could. Yeah.
I literally had a meltdown because I couldn't find my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Like, before, okay, so one of my promises to my friend that's over in Afghanistan is, like, I would leave my phone at home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I, because today was, earlier in the day was my relaxed day. I went and got my nails done. I got my pedicure. I allowed that chair to molest every inch of my body. Like, it was my relaxed day because he's making me take relaxed days. So, and my nail tech is like, you're not on your phone today. Where's your phone? And I was like, it's at the house. Definitely in my head, it's like, oh, it's just at the house. So when I got home, I couldn't find my phone. Like, it was not in one of its places where it's always at. Like, it's either beside my laptop, on my nightstand, or for some reason, it always is in the bathroom on the counter. Those three places, if my phone is not there, I'm tripping. So I get on my laptop and I say, you know, excuse me, can you call my phone? Because I can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wasn't answering quick enough, so I called from my Google Talk from my laptop. First of all, I thought I left the phone at home, okay? Tell me why it was in my backseat of my car. How did you get that? Because when it was a ringing inside my house, I was like, wait, where's my phone? Did I lose my phone? Like, I need my phone. It was in the backseat. Got a call. Personally.
So bad.
And I was thinking, because literally, I had an anxiety attack right afterwards. I was like, my chest was hurting, and I was like, oh, God, I'm going to lose my phone.
It's okay.
So, yeah.
We all have those moments. It's okay.
Yeah, because I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this show tonight? What's going to happen? Like, do I have to get a new phone? I don't want to. I hate Sprint. Like, and it was everything that was going on in my head. And so, I couldn't call my other friends and be like, or send them a message because they were at work. And I was like, let me message her real quick to see if she's going to answer and see if she can call my phone. And then when I heard Wale's Pretty Girls start ringing, like, oh, I found my phone. Pretty Girls, dusting a bus. That's my favorite song. Don't judge me.
Not at all.
Yeah,
not
so yeah,
all.
People need friends like that and to be in those spaces like that. Because I know my best friends will call me and be like, girl, what you doing? And if I pick up the phone any kind of which way, like if I'm like, am I like, hey, girl, I'd be like, hey. She'd be like, what's wrong with you? Who did it? And who do I got to be up? And where do I got to be? Like, that's how that is. And people are not genuine like that anymore. Like, if you got a friendship and you're in that friendship and it's genuine, you will do everything in you to keep that friendship. You fight for them and you will fight for them. I mean, you will do everything for that person. So I understand. I understand completely. Ain't nobody going to mess with my baby. Ain't nobody going to mess with my good people around me because I fight.
Yeah, I'm like a spider monkey.
I will be on you like a spider monkey, Chip. Girl, that's my favorite. Don't get me started talking about Ricky Bobby. That's my favorite. We all off topic.
All off topic.
All off topic. So, you know, sometimes it gets like that. And it was. But I do have one last question for the last 15 minutes of the show is, for how is, like, you when you're trying to say, okay, I have this fantasy, and you try to tell this guy that you have this fantasy, and they then become standoffish to the whole situation. Like, how does that make you feel? Because it's like I'm opening myself up to you, and I don't want to have any secrets, but you're kind of holding it against me.
Well, to be honest, I've never had that because I didn't start, like I told y'all, a lot of stuff I didn't start doing until the age of 40. So I didn't really start being comfortable within my sexuality until 40. So a lot of things I never would say anyway. But now the person that I'm dealing with, he's not standoffish. He's pretty much down for whatever I say.
Yeah, I feel like I have that. Like, there's, like, I can kind of gauge people to see what I can and cannot introduce them to about me, you know? So it's like, I know I can't talk to you, sir, about swingers groups. I can't talk to you about that because I know just some conversation with you, that's not something that you would like. Where I can tell somebody, well, from conversations with someone else, I know, you know, okay, I can talk to them about that. They may even go to a party with me from time to time. So, yeah. And there's certain things that some people will never, ever, 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 ever know about me. I would go to my grave with them people not knowing. And I ain't even gonna tell the world what it is.
Not at all.
What about
not
you,
at all?
I don't know. I think that if I came to him and I was like, well, I want to do X, Y, and Z, and he kind of was like standoffish, I would probably be so hurt and I would be so upset because how can I say this? Like, I'm not as bold with certain things. So it would be like I'm coming to you and I'm being very vulnerable and I'm telling you this and then you just, like, ignoring me or just pushing me off to the side. I would be so hurt. I would be really, really hurt and really upset. Like, really? Like, you're not even going to acknowledge I said it. Like, you don't even want to try it. Like, you just egging me. Like, I would be really, really hurt because I'm not that sensitive with everybody. Like, it takes a lot for me to even want to express that to you, and then when I do, you just shut me down. Like, no, no, like, not even a I'll think. Like, I'll take a I'll think about it over you just shutting me down. But if you just flat out just be like, no, bitch, like, no, we're not doing it, I'd be so upset and so hurt. Like, I really, I came to you and was like, I'm trying to do this, and you just like, no. Like, we ain't even going to talk about it. Like, it's no discussion, nothing. You're not even going to just flat out no. I'd be upset. I really would. Like, my feelings would be really, really hurt because I'm not that way with everybody. Like, I don't share everything with everybody. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, there's people that I speak to on a daily basis that don't even know that I have a radio show or that I'm a blogger or I have, you know, my Facebook page or anything. They don't know any of that. Like, I separate them from that part of me because of that reason alone, because they are closed-minded, and I know that they're closed-minded, so I don't even put them in that category. But I really would be upset, like, flat out, especially if it's, like, one of my top three that I'm trying to do. There's no way. There's, like, those, like, the ones I listed earlier, and then I come to you and be like, hey, guess what I want to do? And then you'd be like, no, Rich. I'd be like, what? I'd be upset.
Yeah.
I really would be upset. And we have a comment from the chat room. Bella said the same thing. She said, it's hard for me to share, so when I do, you know, be thankful. You're right, Bella. Absolutely right. And, oh, sidebar for a second. I just want to shout out Bella. She's making everybody happy tonight. I'm sorry.
Yes,
if you don't know, then you don't know. I can't tell you, but she's making everybody happy. Everybody's singing for real right now.
Y'all so silly. Y'all a hot mess. Hot mess. Like, you know, and I understand where you come. That's why I know. I think it comes down to also knowing the people who are in your surroundings. Because I know the one I want. Like, that's how I know off gate. I know they ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do it. They don't fit in the public statement. They ain't going to do it.
Here for the vine. They ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do it.
He's not going to do it. He said it in a public forum. He's not going to do it. Unless I, you know, do something a little different with it, but I already know he's not going to do it. So that's why I was like, I need to have it before we decide to say, this is forever. I knew that from the gate. Yes, but... inbox hold time. So listen, okay. So this guy is in my inbox, right? Y'all know how I feel about inbox hoes. I will embarrass you. I do not care. Get your ass out of my inbox. No. So he says, hey, what you got planned for this weekend? So first of all, he says, what are you doing? I said, I'm on my show. And he said, oh, okay. What you got planned for Easter? I said, it's my birthday weekend. Like, it's my birthday weekend. Like, okay. So listen to what he said. He said, well, happy birthday. Wish I could give you some birthday cake. What you got planned? So listen, guys, gals.
Wait a minute. We're not going to skip over this. Wait, so, that, like, that's what he said? Like, he said that? Like, he said that?
He said, well, happy birthday. He said, well, happy B-Day wish. And then he's like, well, I wish I could give you birthday sex. What you got planned? So,
nobody solicited your services for her birthday sex. Thank you very much, sir. You weirdo.
This is how I feel about this here. I for damn sure do not want no strange dick on my birthday.
Exactly.
I want a gift that is going to keep on giving and to have gave before. You, sir, can have 1,000 motherfucking seats to the left. Okay? Okay. So,
I had to mute my phone. I just died. I just died.
What?
A really strange.
I don't do strange dick. I don't know where it's been. I don't know who's been on it. I don't know. Stranger danger when it comes to new dick.
Oh, goodness. Uh-huh. Okay, so we got two phrases of the night, both coming from Amaj at 12:22. The first one was, I don't do strange dick, and the second one was, stranger danger when it comes to new dick. I can't.
Damn right.
I can't with you tonight.
I don't care how often you've been in my fucking inbox. Nigga, I don't know you. I don't even know if this is your real motherfucking name, because mine ain't my real motherfucking name. Like, really? Yes.
Man.
See, you see how I went from 0 to 60 real quick? Like, I don't do strange dick. I do not.
Mm-mm.
Well, that escalated rather quickly. That escalated rather quickly. I mean, that situation got real
that
fast.
That shit was a bullet. It was a speed bullet to train from Japan, from Tokyo to Okinawa. That's where that's what that was.
That escalated real quick.
Wow.
Hey. Nice. That
yeah, that shit is ridiculous. Is that what they call thirsty?
Honey, that is thirsty. That nigga needs some Gatorade water. He needs some wine. I don't know what the fuck he needs, but you need to get the fuck out of my inbox with that dumb shit.
He needs a smart water. That's what he needs. He needs a smart water.
What the snob?
Smart water? Are you? It's
I
thought
you said a snot water. I was like,
no,
I was like, what
no, no. Okay, I'm gonna need you to put down the wine bottle. Put down the wine bottle. I said smart water.
I got a little bit left.
No.
I'm about to take a sip of wine because that nigga just made my inside pain.
What did you just call him?
I called him a nigga.
Okay. All right, at least you didn't call him a PM. As long as you didn't call him a PM, we okay.
I mean, I just don't understand. Like, first of all, if I have a sexual partner, it's because we have talked for however long, and I'm into you, I'm mentally into you, and you can caress my insides like no other. From my brain to my too hard, all of that. You can do everything that you do. Like, I remember this particular person one time being in my inbox talking about, well, if you got a friend that you have sex with, you know, I can replace him. The fuck you can? He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything wrong. What the fuck? Well, I fire him, and he is awesome.
Wow. Did you say you're going to fire? Why would you fire him? So now we firing fuck buddies? That's what we doing now?
Let me find out you done told me a lie or whatever the case may be or whatever. And your ex, you can be terminated. I don't have to give you any type of warning. I don't have to say, well, this is your write-up or anything. I will fire your ass for shit that you wish that you shouldn't have never had. That's why one of my tidbits, you know, earlier in the week when I was, you know, I gave 10 tidbits about myself. I am going to trust you not to be stupid as hell. I don't go through phones. I don't go through emails. I'm going to trust you not to do stuff that's dumb as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you. Because if I find out you done some dumb shit, you have signed, sealed, and delivered your own pink slip. I don't got time for that.
Yeah.
So why would I fire perfectly good dick that ain't done shit? But please, for some strange, that probably ain't shit. Like, really?
Uh-uh.
Like, I don't want to do strange dick. I just don't do it. Big dick, little dick. Don't even matter. If it's good, a good dick, big dick, I don't care. If it's strange to me, I don't want it.
So I guess role playing is out of the loop for you.
No, you're not really. Like, when we talked about the role play, what did I say? I was like, shoot, we can pretend that we don't.
No. I'm messing with you. Please. Turn down for like all 2 seconds. I'm about to say,
He said turn down.
I don't like no strange name, honey. That's why if I do go to a party or whatnot, I always deal with somebody I already know. I don't do strange Peter. I don't do strange Peter. No date, no nothing. I don't do it.
Okay, so let me ask you this question so I can make you uncomfortable real fast before we end the show. So you're saying that you don't deal with strange men. Do you deal with strange women or no?
I do not deal with strange women either. I don't deal with strange hoopah. I don't do that either. If it's a bitch I've fucked with before, I know that bitch. I don't like. And plus, I've been drinking, so that one just came out real quick. So, like, I don't do strange. I don't do it.
She cannot. She cannot emphasize that enough. Don't do it.
I don't do it. I know it's the strange stuff. I mean, I don't like strangers. Okay.
I ain't mad at you.
Oh, my goodness.
Get to know me.
Oh,
don't think that's why I don't have one-night stands. Y'all get that? Like,
uh-oh.
That's why I don't have them.
Nope, me either. I've never had one.
I thought I was in this boat by myself. I now have a boat mate. Because I ain't never had one either.
I sort of kind of had one, but it turned into, like, well, no, because then it turned into a relationship, so it wasn't. No, never mind. I'll pass.
Well, okay.
Okay. So it's closing time. So, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight, Miss Cleonis. I'm wrapping my arms around you and saying, girl, we're going to see you again. And
you
I
know
enjoyed,
where I'm at with
you,
Mimi.
Thank you. And I have put your link up on my Facebook page for your book. So
thank
I will
you.
Promote your through that. Yes, ma'am. You ain't even got to do it. I'll do it for you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Did you have any final words for us tonight?
Hey, just keep it wet and keep it hard. That's all I got.
I can promise you I will do that. Yes. Taylor, Thomas, any last words from you all?
No. No, not at all. I think Miss Cleo just pretty much summed it up. She summed it up. Oh, I do. Bella, again, thank you for making everybody happy. Wanted to put that out there again.
Yes. Very much.
She made some people a little bit happier than others, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm just
going back through this chat room comments. That's funny. Okay. So it's my birthday. So this weekend, find me. If anybody in the local area is listening, I will be at Spare Time. We're doing laser tag. We're going to have a good time. We're going to do laser tag and get freaking drunk. And then you can find us at the Triad Old School Party, celebrating, getting our dance on. My best friend will probably be the one in the bright-ass yellow banana-looking-ass shirt. So pay him no mind. So, but my birthday's Monday. I want everybody to have an awesome weekend because probably when Taylor calls me on Monday, I probably won't know my name. But it's okay. That means I had an awesome fucking weekend. So, good night, my love. And
good night, sweetie.
As Miss Creole planned, do it. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.